Darcia Osling started her transition 6 years ago.
From who I was into who I am, who I truly am.
At the time, Osling didn't have a car, so she'd take time off work, pack a suitcase, and hop on a train or bus to Chicago to begin her treatment. She had to make separate trips for consultations, procedures, follow-ups. She says the cost of travel and hotel and being away from work all started to add up.
That's why I decided to approach Bethany to see if they can start seeing me down here and locally instead of me going up to Chicago.
Bethany Hillman is an enrollment specialist at Planned Parenthood. She and Osling met last year at a Transgender Society of Peoria forum on health services. Hillman was struck by the conversation she heard about the lack of options for transgender people in the Peoria area.
There's a huge need, and these people deserve to have access to care, just like everyone else. So that's what kind of started the ball rolling.
After several months of continued conversations with the Transgender Society, Planned Parenthood launched services like hormone replacement therapy and counseling to transitioning patients, not just in Peoria, but also at its clinics in Pekin, Bloomington, and Springfield.
There's a lot of other people like me who need the services down here rather than for them to transport them to St. Louis or Chicago or wherever the clinic is.
The Transgender Society of Peoria and several health providers together estimate there are at least 1,000 transgender people living in the Peoria area. The first census numbers that will count transgender people as such come out next year. But within that population, like any subgroup, there's diversity. And so far, Planned Parenthood services don't cover the full spectrum of medical needs in the transgender population. For instance, those who want gender reassignment surgery or a doctor trained in specialties like OB-GYN still have to travel outside of the area.
To find a provider, it's mostly through word of mouth. And so you have to know somebody who knows somebody. And a lot of my clients find me.
That's Shelley Smith. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. Smith, like a few other service providers in Peoria, decided to take matters into her own hands. Early in her career, she decided to list transgender therapy as a subspecialty.
You know, as a clinician, initially, we kind of just check the boxes of what we're willing to work with or, you know, what we can work with. And when I clicked the initial box of, yeah, I can do, you know, I can work with a transgender person, I really didn't know what that meant completely. And it's been a steep learning curve.
So Smith took it upon herself to research and attend a World Professional Association for Transgender Health, or WPATH, conference to get more versed.
Through that network of people, I found people all over the U.S. that I can collaborate with. And then locally here in Peoria, I've been finding providers. I found a couple physicians, and then I found some med students here recently who are interested in learning about it as well.
Medical students like Aran Yu.
People are starting to realize that not only do people want to transition, they want to transition in very different ways. So some people might want to go through surgery, some people might not. Some people might want to take hormones, some people might not. And so medicine is catching up with that.
Yu is a third-year student at the University of Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. But in the area of transgender issues, she may be offering some education to her teachers.
I've spoken up, not a lot, but a couple of times when I'm interacting with faculty about what terms to use, for example.
Yu says she's noticed a sort of cultural shift going on in medicine. As it stands right now, physicians who are considered trans-friendly are known by word of mouth or listed in the Transgender Society's directory. But Yu says the doctors and faculty she's working with seem receptive to taking bolder steps, like professional trainings through the World Professional Association for Transgender Health.
I've heard personally from several physicians that, you know, all of a sudden they have this person that comes in and they have a lot of different issues going on and they don't exactly know how to go about it. Having that certification will make physicians feel a lot more comfortable and competent interacting with transgender patients.
WPATH offers several courses and even cadaver labs for providers seeking specific information. But Yu says there are even simpler ways to move the conversation forward.
Having doctors familiar with what terms to use and how to just go up and ask a person who is transgender, what pronouns do you prefer? That's a very simple thing that can warm up the environment really quickly in a patient interaction.
And if students and doctors are more comfortable, Yu says, patients will be better served. I'm Cass Harrington.